discussing technique with our customers, the five S's are paramount. This is the Bible from which we preach technique. And the five S's include selection of the patient. So when we're dealing with the coronary side, we really want to stick to our seven specific coronary indications. Next comes the size of the catheter. Typically, we would use a two-thirds rule. By default, a lot of times, we're using a 1 millimeter or even greater rule in the coronaries. And we'll talk about this in a second, but most physicians like using our 0.9 and our 1.4 because they will go through a 5-French or 6-French guide. As a result, we're typically undersized in the coronaries. Settings, as always, are important. You want to start off at a relatively conservative setting and work your way up as you do your subsequent passes. Paramount that we do not lazen contrast. When we do lazen a contrast, as you all know, the contrast reacts very violently to the laser, and you'll get a lot of cavitation acoustic effect that can lead to dissection of perforation. So very important that we flush all the contrast out. Probably the most important technique that we use is the going slow. Unfortunately, this is also the most difficult one to adhere to, but we really need our physicians to go 1 millimeter or less per second. The laser works slowly. We need to go slowly. But by going slow and doing multiple passes, we will optimize the benefits of laser atherectomy, which is debulking, as well as lesion modification at the molecular level.